like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change, but that don't mean nothing. Cause now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying hard just to stop her. Cause I don't have the only woman who was there for me religiously. You brought me to God and I put you through hell. You were all about us, I was all about myself. What kind of man? Don't even feel like life, cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, begging God just to stop the hurt. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. I ain't got the only woman who was there for me.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Aileen Cannon, Attorney General. Sources telling ABC News that circulating amongst the Trump campaign and transition operation is a list of several possible candidates for AG in a Trump administration. And Cannon, the Florida federal judge who threw out the classified documents case against Trump, is on it.
This is being assembled by Trump's top aides. While maybe some will say this isn't a real list, it might not be assembled specifically by the transition, it's being assembled by the people who are closest to Donald Trump.
ABC's Catherine Falders. McDonald's believes either the ground beef or the onions on the quarter pounder is responsible for a 10-state outbreak of E. coli. 49 people sickened, one died. McDonald's temporarily pulled the sandwich from its restaurants in the 10 impacted states. The Los Angeles Dodgers announced the death of six-time All-Star Fernando Valenzuela in a Los Angeles hospital at age 63. This is ABC News. The controversial Florida federal judge who threw out the classified documents case against former President Trump could be the next attorney general.
Sources tell us that Judge Aileen Cannon is now on a list of several possible candidates for the job. It's a list circulating within the Trump campaign and transition operation. Her name appears on a document reviewed by ABC News titled Transition Planning Legal Principles, which lists potential candidates for White House Counsel's Office, the Justice Department, and the FBI if Trump wins.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The Bye Bye Baby chain of stores is going online only, shuttering its physical stores for the second time in a year.
For customers, that means liquidation sales. The retailer's offering what it calls significant discounts on almost everything in store. If you have a gift card, those can be redeemed in store until Halloween, but after that, you will need to use it online.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and
the camels buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. A map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point.
I feel summer creeping in. I'm tired of this town again. Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room, and nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Feel summer creeping in, and I'm tired of this town
and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Like time standing still. Heaven knows. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell you, honey. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Max FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 64 with a chance of showers or a thundershower tomorrow night. After that, pretty nice weekend with sunshine and highs around 60 Saturday and Sunday. Hey, if you are looking for a great fall getaway or some winter holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Shut up.